Herb Vincent joins us now. Herb currently with LSU, but not for long. And we should say North Little Rock native, Catholic High Rocket graduate.
Right.
Herb, correct. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting me. I appreciate it.
When we had Commissioner Slive on yesterday, and Charles Bloom left and went to the University of South Carolina, where mm-hmm. he graduated mm-hmm. from, they were thinking about, okay, what do we do? And he told us that they wanted to create a position, mm-hmm. and they came to you, and you turned them down.
Well, I don't know if that's exactly completely accurate. At the time, it wasn't something that I was pursuing. I wasn't going to pursue, but I had some retirement issues in the state of Louisiana system that I had to take care of, and so at that time, it was not manageable for that. It got to the point they never filled the position. It got to the point that was manageable, and so we could have a conversation, and that's how it started.
And talk about your role that you will have at the SEC.
Okay. It's Associate Commissioner for Communications, and so it's everything that touches the outside world. It's basically what I'm doing at LSU, but on the Southeastern Conference level. And we've created a situation at LSU that's a little bit different, and I think some people are following this pattern now where you've got somebody. It used to be that your head communications person was also your football SID person.
Right, correct.
And so we created now where you've got somebody who isn't bogged down, but doesn't have that day-to-day
football responsibilities,
because that's such a big piece of what we do now. I mean, managing communications for your head coach, for your players, and so on. There's so many issues that have to do not with just with the football team, but have to do with the athletics program. And I think that's what where they want me to develop in the Southeastern Conference. There's so many things that don't have to do with the day-to-day mechanisms of the football wins and losses and statistics and so on, that they want somebody else who can manage bigger PR issues, see problems coming down the road, come up with messaging, and everything else going on with communications these days with social media. You have to stay on the cutting edge with those. So that's kind of what we're creating at the Southeastern Conference. And one of the things that intrigued me about it was that he was going to give me the leeway to do that and to create something new. So I'm looking forward to it.
And obviously you'll bring some ideas that you had from LSU and maybe from some other institutions with you to the Southeastern Conference that you've seen take place or start at sure. other institutions and bring that to the SEC, but also the fact that you come in now and a year later or 11 months later, the SEC Network starts on August 21st
right.
of 2014.
And what bigger communications platform do you have than that? And so that's a big change for what we're doing in the Southeastern Conference. And so that was another intriguing part of this job. So, yeah, one of the things I want to do, and I pledge to do to the schools, is I'm going to go to every campus and visit with their communication staffs. And they all have a different name for it, sports information, media relations,
right.
communications, whatever it may be, but meet with those people, find out what is it that the league office can do for the campuses that maybe we haven't done in the past or can do differently in this changing communications environment. But also, what are those things that we can promote together as a league? That's a powerful communications tool to have all 14 schools moving some particular messages. And so those are the kind of things I hope to do, and I'm going to get around and hopefully, there's no original ideas. Get some ideas from the people who are specialists across the Southeastern Conference and bring them back and implement them in the SEC office.
I don't want to – I guess I don't want to put you on the spot, but Arkansas fans, I think – feel like with the Arkansas-LSU rivalry mm-hmm. that had been going on, that Arkansas felt like they wanted the boot more than LSU did.
Uh-huh.
Even though LSU would win the game,
right.
it's like, well, we were told that, okay, well, the boot's thrown into a closet. It's not on display down there anywhere.
Uh-huh.
When Arkansas wins it, it's prominently displayed right there in the Broyles Complex.
Right.
Is that even close to being true?
No, that's not true. And I think that came off of, we used to have a Hall of Fame in the first floor of our athletic department. And a couple of years when we won it, we placed it in that room. We didn't have it set up on a big pedestal. We kind of thought that the trophy was a pedestal on its own.
Yes,
so
it
was
enough.
It was in the football section. Yeah, in a corner of the room. There's a lot of things, a lot of corners, four corners in the room. It was what we thought was a prominent area. And I think a fan or somebody went in there and said, oh, I just stuck it in the corner. Well, what? Yeah, it was in the corner, but we thought it was on display, and we thought it was a pedestal of its own. It's a big trophy. So I think it started with that. I think Wally may have written something about it. You know, they use it as a doorstop.
When
LSU
in doubt,
and
blame Wally, right?
Yeah, that's right. And so, of course, I joked around with Wally. I said, yeah, we're going to melt it down and turn it into something else. So that was all a joke.
David Basil would want his money back.
That's right. That. David wants his money back. Now, I mean, that was something that came up with between Frank Broyles and Joe Dean. It has a lot of history to it. It was a great idea. And so, you know, we value that trophy. And, you know, one of the things we don't have a good Hall of Fame at LSU. We've got different exhibits for different sports and different facilities. We've never been to the point where we could do that. And so I don't think we have that location like they do at Arkansas. But when we have it at our football operations center. That's where our trophies are. And so that boot is very important to LSU fans.
One thing that in Destin at the spring meetings was talked about was the 2014 schedule. And I know you're not with the SEC yet in official capacity. Right. You will be in September. But do you have any idea of when we might know about the 14 football schedule?
I do not. No, and I've asked the same question because I'm not in the office on a day-to-day mm-hmm. basis. And just from a media relations standpoint, you know, so give me a heads up when it's coming. It just said it's not ready yet. So I don't, but I, you know, anticipate any time. But we've been hearing that for a while, so I think it's going to come. I think it's just some things they got to iron out to finish it up.
Did you like? Do you like that Arkansas LSU game the day after Thanksgiving?
I like it. Yeah, I like it a lot. I think it's become a good. I think it's a good place for it. I think it's a there's a lot of people watching TV on that day. I think it's something that LSU fans have become used to. I personally like it because I get a free trip home when it's there, and then when it's not, my whole family comes down to. So that's kind of a neat thing for the Vincent family. But I think it's been a great rivalry.
Now that you're moving to Birmingham, what do you do for Thanksgiving?
Well, I don't know. I got to figure that out. Maybe I can get assigned to the LSU Arkansas game every year because
there you go. Yeah,
so that might work out well.
Be the SEC representative
that
weekend.
I wouldn't mind that at all.
Your move here, what are you going to miss most about being at LSU and now representing not just one school but all 14?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna miss living so close to campus and being able to go back. You know, I have a 7-year-old daughter, and she loves to go to LSU events, whether it's volleyball or softball or baseball or whatever it is. And so the last few years, I've been able to do my job but also spend time with my daughter at the events. That was probably the most difficult part of this whole decision was her and her love of doing those things and us spending time together. But we'll find things to do in Birmingham together. It's going to be a great opportunity. It got to the point where I realized that this is an opportunity that was not going to come along again if I didn't take it now. And so I think that was finally the decision-making process. But there's a lot to miss about LSU. And I guess I get to see things like this guy walking around with a big
national
styrofoam ring on his head more often. Yeah,
arm in arm with his girlfriend or wife or who knows what. But could be a sister. We're in Alabama. You never know. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that.
I'm not going to comment on that.
But, yes, SEC football media days. I mean, you had Les Miles and Nick Saban here on the same day.
Yeah. It's been quite a few big days here. You know, we had Johnny Manziel yesterday, and that was a big circus of people around him, and ESPN was pulling on him for some exclusive interviews and all. And then now you had Les and Nick here today. This is a great event. It's become an event. I can remember when I first worked in the SEC office the first time, it was 1986, 1987. It was at the Hilton Hotel downtown, mm-hmm. and it was a media day. You had writers. You had some TV guys, maybe a few radio guys. And now it's an event. It's really huge. And when you have 1,200 people here and you've got this much interest in these fans that wait out here, you got all the TV trucks outside, it really does signal the beginning of football season.
With 14 teams and that middle day being so long, could you see this in your capacity maybe trying to expand it to another day only have three teams each day?
I think that's what we've got to talk about. What we're going to do is we're going to try to poll the credentialed media who are here and just ask them, what were the good, what was the bad, and tell us. And I've already heard some comments about it'd be nice if that middle day was not so long. That was a long day yesterday. You know, there's a lot you have to address if you're going to change something like that with the hotels, with cost, you know. I think we're going to look at everything. And my understanding is that every year they reevaluate this event every year. And I think that's probably what we'll do is we'll evaluate, you know, what went well here and what can we do better. If that's one of those things we got to address, then that's one of the things we'll look at.
Herb, thanks so much for joining us. And
thank
good
you for
luck
having
at
me.
The SEC.
I appreciate
it. We're looking forward to working with you there.
Right, thanks.